Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz, 105.7 FM, The Fan. For all of you in Horvation, he will be back later this week. Thanks to Tim Allen for filling in a little bit on Friday, Bill Michaels as well, and of course, Sam Schmitz, thanks to him, and I can say that in person as he is with us for another couple more days. Pretty good weekend of sports, actually. A lot of excitement, even something to root for with the Marquette Golden Eagles alumni team in the basketball tournament, and Travis Diener will join us at 9 o'clock. Fondy native, of course, Marquette legend in the NBA for 5 years and continuing to play in Italy. Didn't play the first couple of games of the TBT. I believe he was injured. We'll talk to him about that. The Golden Eagles, Tuesday night at 6 p.m., they're going to take on a team called Sideline Cancer. They were number 22 as a seed coming into the overall tournament, and they've been beating teams, and yesterday they beat Overseas Elite. And if you think TBT, Overseas Elite has won a bunch of them. They did not win last year, and they're not going to win this year. Joe Johnson's on the team, and every game he has like 35 points, and he dominates, but that team got beat yesterday, so it's going to be an interesting and fun game tomorrow night. It is on TV. It's on the Four Letter Network. We call it ESPN, but it's on the Four Letter Network tomorrow night, Tuesday at 6 o'clock, and they are in a bubble in Ohio, so just a couple of weeks they're in a bubble, but you're starting to see more of these leagues get started. I think the TBT has been a good first kind of look at what a bubble might look like. When they got there, there were some positive tests, so some teams did have to get eliminated from the tournament. And this is the annual summer tournament, if you don't know, where there's $1 million on the line to the winner. So each player collects anywhere from $65,000 to $90,000 when it's all said and done. And Travis Diener and Darius Johnson Odom and Dwight Buck, some of these guys tomorrow have the chance to go for $1 million. Some of the Marquette alum, Andrew Rousey's on the team, Luke Fisher, some of the more recent guys. So it's cool to see guys from different generations play together. And as I've said, Marquette is not my school of choice. I'm a Badger guy, and I do like Marquette throughout the season, but as soon as Marquette plays Wisconsin, that annual game, the meter goes all the way to zero again, and I cannot stand them. Just for a day. And then it starts to tick back up and up and goes back up. But the TBT Marquette team, maybe it's because of Diener, the hometown guy for me. I love the TBT team. I might love the TBT team more than I love the actual Badgers team. And I love the Badgers, but I really get into this basketball tournament, and Marquette made the championship a year ago, and they're in it again this year. So that'll be tomorrow night. We'll talk to Travis Diener coming up this morning at 9, and if you can't stay with us that late, We'll hear from Travis around this time tomorrow as well. So Travis Diener coming up at 9 o'clock. Did watch a lot of that over the weekend. I watched a lot of soccer. There was a lot of soccer on TV. I actually almost got sick of soccer, and I love soccer. But there's Premier League games on all morning. There's MLS games on at night. Some of the TV networks that are broadcasting them are doing it differently. ESPN is doing it without crowd noise. And Fox, when they have it, is doing it with fake crowd noise. So that's interesting, and that's something I do want to talk about today. Put a poll up if you like crowd noise or not crowd noise. I think some sports are going to need it more than others. I think with the NBA, I want to see it without crowd noise. With MLB, I'm not sure yet. With football, I think you're going to need fake crowd noise as a TV viewer once we start to look at that. So we'll talk some crowd noise today as well. But the MLS, they had a game postponed. So where the basketball tournament, and they've been testing these guys in quarantine, and there were a few teams that had to get eliminated. They had replacements for them. There was one game that did have to get canceled. But the last couple of times they've tested, there are no positive cases of COVID-19. So they've done a good job of making a true bubble. The MLS, Major League Soccer, hasn't. They had a game scheduled for yesterday morning, 8 o'clock. They're playing in Florida, so they're trying to avoid the hot weather. So they're playing at night, and then they're having morning games. And the game got postponed because there was a positive test with one team and an inconclusive result with another. So that game's going to happen today at 8. It's between Toronto and D.C. for those interested. Stephen Goff is covering that game, and he's covering it in the bubble. He works with the Washington Post, and he just wrote an article about how, yeah, it's the MLS, and this is what I've been saying. You may not be the biggest soccer fan, but you've got to be paying attention to what is happening with this bubble because it will be a blueprint for some of these other leagues. So we're going to talk to him around 7:40 this morning, and then kickoff of DC United and Toronto is at 8 o'clock today. So there is live soccer again this morning. Also, for you soccer fans that haven't heard yet, Manchester City has won the appeal. They can play in the Champions League. That's some breaking news here this morning. Do want to talk a lot about that. So I watched a lot of that. Watched a lot of soccer. Did not see the UFC. Fight Island, I know it's interesting, and you got to give credit to Dana White for pulling this off, pulling the UFC off the last few months, because it hasn't been smooth, but he just keeps picking it up and going. Every time it seems like there's a fight or a card scheduled, positive test. And sometimes in his main events, there's positive tests. He just finds a replacement fighter somehow, and they go and they pull off the event. And this one's at Fight Island in Abu Dhabi. And credit to Dana White for that too, because in Abu Dhabi over in the United Arab Emirates, it's 6:10 in the morning right now as I speak to you. It's 3:10 p.m. over there. So on a Saturday night on our traditional UFC card, when the main event's at like 11 o'clock our time, Central Time, that would mean it's about 8 a.m. in Abu Dhabi. So when you're watching the fighters on Saturday night and like, that's just a standard Saturday night fight, they're fighting at 8 in the morning on a Sunday over there. And they're going to have another one this Wednesday and another card this Saturday. This Wednesday is completely free on ESPN. Again, the four-letter network. I've promoted them 3 times already. They've got a soccer game on today. They've got the basketball tournament tomorrow. They've got Fight Island again on Wednesday. So Abu Dhabi, there's another fight, but they're 9 hours ahead of us. But credit Dana White for that. I didn't see really any of that with it not being on free TV. I'll watch the ones that are on free TV. I have not got to the place yet where I'm going to pay for the card. And certainly not going to go to a bar to watch it. And certainly not going to go to a friend's, as I have very few. Watched some golf over the weekend, the Workday Championship. Although with it being postponed, it got moved up. The Workday Championship final round got moved up. And so CBS was supposed to take the coverage. I don't think we had it here because I couldn't find it. CBS 58 was airing other stuff. You could watch the final round of the Workday Championship on tape delay. But live, unless you guys could, I couldn't find it here. The Golf Channel didn't have it on, and CBS didn't have it on. So this playoff between Justin Thomas and Colin Morikawa, I didn't see it live because I couldn't find it on TV in Milwaukee, which was a bummer. It might have been on that PGAtour.com live thing. I don't have that. But Colin Morikawa was down 3 strokes, came back in the final few, and then won in a 3-hole playoff. The difference in money, I always find this fascinating, because the golfers, sure, they make their endorsements, but then they win the purse of what they've earned. It's not like every golfer there just signs a contract for $800,000. You got to play for your money. So Justin Thomas essentially lost $500,000 by not winning that tournament, because the winner of this tournament got $1.1 million. That was Morikawa. And then Justin Thomas got $676,000. Yes, that's a lot of money. That's more money than we can even conceive. I get it. But, hey, if you're supposed to have $1.1 million and then you're leading and then you lose and now you only have $676,000, you definitely feel that. So that was a great event that I watched most of throughout the weekend and then for whatever reason could not find the final round. And, of course, I'm world's newest and biggest NASCAR fan. Congrats to Cole Custer, who is a rookie and won, and I'm glad he did. Because for whatever reason, I was really feeling Martin Truex Jr. winning. He was plus 900. I was really feeling it. I have banned myself from the gambling website I used to use. I have told them, even if I beg, don't ever let me come back. And I have not tried to beg yet because I had a rough, things got a little rough this winter. But I was so confident in Martin Truex Jr. for whatever reason. I just had a feeling that I was going to beg. I was going to start a new account under like my son's social. I was just going to ruin his life. I was so confident in Martin Truex Jr. And this is why gambling can be so terrible, because it could ruin lives. I mean, I was going to use my son. I was so desperate to try to get back into this website. So he took second. All right. So he took second. So I can live another day and not feel the regret and pain of should I have done that? Should I not done that? Because Martin Truex Jr. took second. But a lot of sports, going on. And we haven't mentioned yet the NHL is getting ready to go. The NBA, the Bucks are there. All the teams are there. They practiced a little bit. We'll hear from some of the guys down in Orlando throughout the show. And the Brewers have been at it for the last couple of days. And they're going to start this thing called the Blue Gold World Series, where they're going to play a 7-game series over the next 7 days. And it's going to be a really competitive way to get the juices flowing before the start of the season. It's going to be a great way for guys to get feedback on each other. There's something really interesting that this summer camp is providing for these players. And Brandon Woodruff will explain that a little bit, because this at-bat, the two at-bats he had with Christian Yelich, certainly there's a lot coming out of, you know, how that went down and then how both guys can benefit from that. Craig Counsell talks on the Blue Gold World Series, which is coming up starting, I believe, today. It will be 7 days. The Brewers will just essentially do their same inter-squad scrimmages that you may have been watching on their website, but they're going to play for a little stakes. And there is, it's cool and everything, and I love it. And, you know, I always try to find the positive in everything. And, oh, there just happens to be one negative thing. Too much Notre Dame influence coming up on this thing. I'll explain that in just a couple of minutes. We'll also talk some football this hour, as well as sports are starting to trickle back, still on a very tight rope with cancellations, postponements, maybe college football in the fall. The junior colleges have already announced the spring, rather. They're gonna go in the spring. Conferences close to home and throughout the country are starting to say, if we're going to do a fall conference, our schedule's just going to be the conference schedule. So things are changing. We're getting sports back, but still walking that tightrope. And we'll see how the Brewers are preparing for that as we hear from Craig Counsell next. Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz, 105.7 FM. 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 on the AM and the radio.com app. I'm Bart Winkler. Stephen Goff will join us around 7:40 this morning. He is covering the MLS's back tournament in Orlando. Want to get a look at what bubble life is like and if the challenges that soccer is having are likely to happen in these other sports. There's a game being played this morning at 8 a.m., that has been postponed twice already. And you look at baseball schedule, 60 games in 66 days. The NBA, they're pretty tightly scheduled. The NHL is as well. if you've got a team that has a positive test, I mean, you're going to have postponements. You're going to have things come up. Things could get a little wild. We have to deal with the unexpected. As the great CBS show Big Brother slogan with Julie Chen, which I think is coming back yet this year as an all-star season, haven't heard. You have to expect the unexpected. And Brewers skipper Craig Counsell over the weekend sort of looking forward to that part of the thing.
We're always going to deal with the unexpected. That's part of this, and we have to be okay with it and adjust to it. And we all have to get thrown out of our schedules once in a while. So, like, getting thrown off your schedule this year or off your plans, you have to look forward to it almost. That's kind of the attitude you have to take. You don't have to be upset that things didn't go to plan because you shouldn't expect it. And so that's why I hesitate to be like happy with how things are going, because I'm waiting and kind of looking forward to when things get thrown off schedule and so we can adjust, because we're going to have to do that multiple times this year.
So again, there's a game today, soccer game, 8 o'clock, and this will be the third go of it with Toronto and DC. And in baseball, you know, games get postponed a lot, and so it's a longer season. You can kind of, as a coach, as a manager, refocus your guys. But I think that's the hardest thing for something like this. Let's say the Bucks are going to take on the Rockets on that Sunday night, ABC, national TV from Disney, and they get up for it, and then there's a positive test, like, I don't know, Daniel House or something. All right, and the next day they try to reschedule it. No, Kyle Korver's got it. Okay. You got to reschedule it again and make sure everybody's safe. It's like you try to get up for this game over and over again. At some point, it's not going to be the team that is the best or the team that is even the most healthy. It might be the team that can mentally handle all these challenges. And we don't know yet if there's going to be postponements in the NBA. We don't know yet what the MLB is going to look like. You're just looking hypothetical. In things where we have seen it play out, we have seen postponements. The basketball tournament, a bubble, they are doing solid now. It's been about 5 days without a positive test, and they're going to wrap things up with Marquette tomorrow night at 6. Travis Diener will join us this morning at 9. But they've done well, although they had to have teams leave and a game canceled where a team ended up advancing without playing anybody because that's how their strategy was. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out with these different things. Now, to the Brewers' credit, we haven't heard any delays. The testing's been good. We've heard throughout the MLB that it's not as smooth as it should be. The Brewers, each guy that we have heard and we have talked to, they have said the Brewers staff is doing a great job. So everything is on the up and up with the Brewers right now, and they're going to try to make things a little more competitive here in the coming weeks. They're doing a blue-gold World Series. Now, this is going to be over the next 7 days. They're picking teams. I don't know. Craig Counsell will explain in a minute how it's going to work. But it's a way to be competitive during camp instead of just doing the same thing over and over again. And you may have watched some of the scrimmages. The first couple were on their Facebook page. Now you can still watch them in Brewers.com. No audio at this point, but you can still watch them. So we hear there's going to be this World Series. It's like a 7-game series, and we think it's going to be, you know, awesome and competitive. And Council's like, let's not get too ahead of ourselves. We're just trying to up the intensity a little bit, but it's not going to be like an actual World Series. But it will still be fun.
It's just a little fun, and just the way to get through this. I think playing against each other is a challenging way to do it. And so we can't even have a draft because we don't have enough players. We have to make sure players get put on the right team and fill all the positions. But yeah, we'll do something a little fun, and it's going to start Tuesday night. And we have 8 days left here basically. And so on 7 of those days, we'll play a little 5-7 inning game again. We're going to go to a night schedule starting Tuesday for about 4 days and put them in different uniforms and maybe have a little draft if we can figure out how to organize it so we get the right players on the right teams.
So it'll start Tuesday. I said Monday a couple of times. A friend told me Monday. I thought it was Tuesday, but a friend told me A friend told me Monday. So the Blue Gold World Series, that sounds pretty fun, right? Blue gold, colors of the Brewers. It's actually because of Notre Dame.
You know, the blue gold thing's just, that's kind of a Notre Dame thing for me, like from my college days of the football game in the spring, the blue gold game. So that was the name of it. And then really what, you know, the idea just is like, as we get closer, just understanding we're getting closer to the start of the season. And so, look, the rules of the game are we're still going to do things in the game that are not by the rules. So don't expect to see, you know, don't complain about rules being violated during the game, because they will be multiple baseball rules will be violated. So it's just a way to like show us we're getting to the start of the season and a progression towards it.
So, I mean, they're going to play anyway. You might as well put something on it and have a little fun. And that's what the Brewers are going to do. One of the things that I don't know if they planned on this, and I think a lot of teams are seeing this, is you have less time here in summer camp, but you have more ability to get instant feedback, because when you're facing your teammates, you're all on the same team. So Brandon Woodruff and Christian Yelich the other day, they had an at-bat. They had two at-bats in one of the intra-squad games. And Brandon Woodruff will talk about this in a second, and Craig Counsell does as well. But what happens is, let's say a team's ace faces Christian Yelich in spring training, and a home run is given up off him. He can't go up to Yelich afterwards and say, "Hey, what was I doing wrong?" Yelich isn't going to tell him. He's not on your team. But when you're facing guys on your team, whether it's Yelich getting a hit off Woodruff, or Woodruff, as did happen, able to strike somebody out, in this case Yelich, then they can give themselves instant feedback. And you can do it if you're lucky enough with the Brewers, where you have maybe the best hitter in the game right now, and you have a really good pitcher in Woodruff. You can get feedback from somebody very, very good. So that's one of the little bonuses here of the summer camp, is you can still work on your stuff, but then get feedback from the guy that's actually giving you problems. So I know it's going to be hard for everybody to adjust, and most of the teams are going to have the same sort of ability to do this. But in Woodruff's case, who better to get instant feedback from than Christian Yelich? And for Christian Yelich, really good to get feedback from Brandon Woodruff. And Woodruff and Counsell talked about how important that is. And that's a big reason why these inter-squad games will be so important this week.
We were joking earlier that morning. We were both in the weight room at the same time. And it's like, well, you know, he's like, well, we get the battle today, you know. I was like, yeah, let's see what we got. He stepped in, and I'm like, all right, here we go. Let's see. I'll see what, you know, where my stuff's at real quick. So I think on the first one, I think I got a little help from the umpire on that strike three call. So, but then the second at bat, I was trying to, I got a couple fastballs by him, and then he started fighting me off, and I was trying to, bury a slider on him. And it's like, you get to see what you see from the dugout, and that he does not even budge at breaking stuff. And it's like, man, he's such a good hitter. And, I think, you know, coming after the game and was just talking to him about, you know, what he saw and what he saw from everything. And now we're talking about one of the best hitters on the planet Earth right now. So, he's just not your average Joe. So, he sees pitches like that, breaking pitches, you know, out of the hand pretty well. So, you know, that let me know that was something I could definitely work on. So, it was good to face Yelly. Faced him, I think, since 2017 when he was with the Marlins and I was first called up. So, obviously, really good hitter, probably the best hitter in the game, and it was good to get some feedback from him.
One of the most interesting parts of this, for sure, is that, you know, just how did you, you know, I think the conversation that happens is the pitcher comes in from the dugout, and there can be a conversation about a sequence that just happened, and the pitcher can ask the hitter, why didn't you swing at that? Or, the hitter can say to the pitcher, that pitch, I will not never hit that pitch if you throw it there and if it's executed. And so it's a great conversation, I think, for guys to get real feedback on their stuff. And it's been very honest from, you know, you laying off a slider like, I saw that the whole way. I'm not going to swing at that. And I think it gives pitchers great feedback and hitters as well to understand, you know, something about their stuff. We don't always have answers to because the other team won't tell us.
Again, what better feedback than the guy that actually either didn't hit your stuff or did hit your stuff or struck you out or was giving you a challenge at the plate? You know, what better feedback than that? And with it being your own team, there's no reason to lie. There's no reason to sugarcoat it. That is the time for honest feedback, because if Christian Yelich is better, then Brandon Woodruff's better and vice versa. And these guys are teammates and they all have the common goals. So that's an interesting thing that is developing in this summer camp. Again, every team's going to have access to it. I think you just might get, you know, players that are struggling. Maybe they can be a little better, or it's going to accelerate. Like if it would in normal times take Brandon Woodruff years to figure out how to get a guy like Christian Yelich to chase a slider, well, when you're actually doing it to Christian Yelich and he can provide you the feedback of why he doesn't really look at off-speed stuff at all, it's going to help quicken his development. So there's a lot of positives to look at in the way of these guys developing. Much more from the Brewers. We're about 30 minutes out from hearing from Lorenzo Cain. Very interesting offseason for him. He didn't see any live pitching of any kind, and now he's got to come back and face guys like Woodruff. He was basically hitting off a tee and playing catch with his three kids for 3-4 months. So you may be a little worried about where Lorenzo Cain is at, and he will tell you he's in catch-up mode. That coming up in 30 minutes. Do also want to talk some football. The big decision on Friday, the Big Ten, only going to have conference football games if they're going to have any. The Pac-12 starting to follow suit, and others. We'll hear from the Big Ten commissioner, also a little bit of Andrew Brandt over the weekend, to just try to catch up ourselves where we are at in the landscape of sports regarding football. They had time. They had a lot of time. They don't have time anymore. What can we expect from football? We'll have that coming up. Bart Winkler Show, 799-1250. You guys could tweet in at Bart Winkler Show, at Winks Thinks, at 105.7 FM, The Fan. More coming up, just a couple minutes on The Fan. Bart Winkler Morning Show continues. Good morning, I'm Bart Winkler. It's either the Bart Winkler Morning Show or the Bart Winkler Show. I don't know. I just know that I'm here, and Sam Schmitz is with us today as well. Horvat back later in the week. Now, Friday I had the day off, and there was a lot that happened in the world of college football, and I think over the weekend, too, a lot starting to happen in the NFL when it comes to they've got to realize that they need to put protocols in place, too, if they're going to have seasons. And college is already, you have conferences saying we're going to go and just be conference only with the schedule, which has impacted Wisconsin big time. Plenty of non-conference games off the schedule, including the big one against Notre Dame at Lambeau Field, which in another world, you know, half of us are at. Me and half of you guys at least listening right now are somehow at this game. But college football's sort of had this awakening, and the NFL sort of had this awakening, and I'm not in the business anymore of being optimistic or pessimistic. I just don't know, and a lot of us don't know. I want the virus to go away tomorrow, but that's not possible. So these leagues have to try to figure out where do you go from there. Just seeing some video of the NBA, and you know, whether it's the Bucks showing up to practice or these guys like Chris Paul, I saw playing bags, and I saw some of these other guys do interviews on the TBT broadcast from their hotel room. I saw Patty Mills on SportsCenter from his hotel room. I've been following this NBA bubble Twitter account where it's just taking everything that these guys post and putting online. It's just wild. It's wild that we're in these predicaments, and what's more wild is if you thought you had time, you didn't. You don't now. And the Big Ten, is a conference that's dealing with that, and the NFL is soon going to deal with it too. College, way different than the NFL, because in college, there's no one person. There's no, like, commissioner. There's no czar to make all the rules. All these conferences are going and doing their own thing, but if you pull a schedule off, a game off the schedule, and you're a Big Ten school and you're going to play an SEC school, well, the SEC may not have wanted you to take that game off, but there's no one guy that determines everything. So you have all these different commissioners, and it's going to be very interesting if there is a season, what exactly it looks like. I think best case scenario at this point is you just have the five power conferences play within their own sport, their own league, and then maybe we do a playoff. And then, like, Notre Dame, I don't know who they play. Hawaii and BYU have lost a ton. Other independents of games. So it's going to get wild here as the days and weeks progress. Kevin Warren was speaking after the Big Ten announcement that they made on Friday on the Big Ten Network. And while they've made this step, the commissioner also realizes that there may be more steps to take. They may not have any football this fall.
We felt that at the end of the day, this decision would allow us to, one, do the right thing by our student athletes, keep them at the forefront of all of our decisions, and make sure we create an environment to give us the best chance to play. I mean, one thing we have to realize that this is not a fait accompli that we're going to have sports in the fall. We may not have sports in the fall. We may not have a college football season in the Big Ten. And so we just wanted to make sure that this was a next logical step to always to rely on our medical experts to keep our student athletes at the center of all of our decisions and make sure that they are as healthy as they possibly can be from a mental, a physical, and emotional health and wellness standpoint. This is really where the work begins, you know, to make sure that we get all of our testing protocols finalized, to make sure we get all of our medical and operational procedures finalized, but then also start working with our network partners. And then, like you just alluded to, is from a scheduling standpoint, to start working on various scenarios that will work. So over the next week or so, we'll work through all of the scheduling issues that we'll have to deal with to make sure that we're always doing the best that we possibly can to keep our student athletes healthy and safe, but also provide some great Big Ten football, hopefully in the fall, to our fans.
I guess personally, Bart Winkler's show, I don't know. When this first started, they were going to shut things down for a couple of weeks. You figured it would last longer than that, but now football, college, and the NFL have to make these decisions about what they're going to do, and I'm not sure if I thought it would last this long. And now leagues are looking at what they're going to do next season already. But in the meantime, these commissioners are faced with what do we think is the best decision for us and for the safety of all these players. More from Kevin Warren, Big Ten commissioner.
I always ask myself, you know, what's the wise thing to do? And as we sit here today, the wise thing to do was for us to not only create but announce a Big Ten conference-only schedule. On my mind every day is, as a parent who has a son who's a student athlete, a football student athlete in college now, that I'm always thinking about, you know, what would I want to do for my son or my daughter or my grandson or my granddaughter? And I just want to make sure that every decision we make honors that commitment that we've made to our student athletes, that allows them to be students first and athletes second, and provide an environment to them that is safe and also healthy. And so we felt like we had to make this decision. We made the decision. We're comfortable with our decision. And again, we're taking this pandemic on a day-to-day basis. And I'm sure there'll be many more decisions that we'll have to make over the next days, weeks, and months ahead.
Now, Friday, too, the Big Show guys also connected with Andrew Brandt, former, I always get his title wrong, VP of Player Finances. I know that he signed Favre to an extension, and he's in that picture with Rodgers when he signed the deal. He used to work in the Packers front office, and he's become a very wise voice and a very good friend of the station when it comes to helping us, you know, sort through some of these financial issues and just the issue of sport. You've got the NFL, you've got college football, but you've got the NFL, and they're trying to figure out if they're going to play. they've got to be taking a close eye on the NBA and NHL, both of those leagues and bubble situations, but also Major League Baseball. The NFL, if one of those leagues fail, how does the NFL get started?
I think all these leagues are going to start, but how do they finish? You know, is the NBA, NHL, baseball, soccer, are they all going to finish? Or are there going to be some massive infections that you're like, oh, man, we can't continue. We can't go on. What are we going to do? And, you know, this is something where my fear is this. We get to August 10th, and baseball or basketball or hockey says, we just can't do this. You know, we're done. We're shutting down. And does the NFL start in that environment when another league has said, we just can't control these infections?
The NFLPA and the NFL trying to negotiate terms, and we saw this get pretty messy in baseball. Could be the same with football. In baseball, though, the guys have the option not to play, but they're not going to get paid. So if they just opt out, Buster Posey, they adopted Twins, he's opting out. You saw some other names over the weekend decide they're going to opt out. Michael Kopech, an up-and-comer with the White Sox, a pitcher. He was kind of a surprise. He's going to opt out. The NFL wants their players to get paid regardless, and if that's the case, well, Andrew Brandt says a lot of people will be opting out.
Will they get paid? Because if they're getting paid, a lot of guys are going to opt out, in my opinion. A lot of guys. If they're not getting paid, very few guys.
And you mentioned those negotiations. It wasn't pretty in the MLB. And it's not going to be pretty in the NFL either.
First part is the health and safety protocols dealing with the virus, which is very hard. But they're trying to deal with that and how to deal with what you can and can't do in the locker room or in the facility when, of course, you tell me how to play and practice football with social distancing. That won't happen. So we've got some natural contradictions there as opposed to a sport like baseball. But the second part with baseball that got so ugly was the money. And as you know, baseball never did get a deal. The owners imposed the 60-game season, which they're about to start. Now we're dealing with football. Once they get the safety part done, which is still not done, they got to get to the money. And NFL Network floated out this 35% give back, and that's not going to fly. So we got some hard-ass negotiations coming up.
So you heard from Kevin Warren there, Big Ten Commissioner Andrew Brandt a little bit, who was on the big show on Friday. The college football thing, to go back to that, it's, you know, junior colleges have already gone into the spring, and I'm thinking that that's where this goes. You guys could chime in, 799-1250, the optimism level you have for college football to be played in the fall. The spring would be very hard for a lot of reasons because of the NFL draft, and, you know, you got to reschedule everything, and it's just very difficult. I think, for the most part, I think these leagues are going to happen. And there's going to be hiccups, though. So that's where I'm at right now with the positivity level. I think these leagues happen, and I think why I keep bringing up Major League Soccer is I think that's going to be a blueprint of what you see. You will see delays. You will see postponements, but the leagues will find a way to try to get these games on the field. With college football, just because it's not a pro league, and because there's way more variables, it's just harder for me to see a season go down. And when I say variables, I mean you're not putting college football in a bubble. You can't. And then your teams, you got 100 guys on the team. Where are they going when they're not at practice? God only knows. You're in college. You can tell these kids, you can't tell these kids, hey, you're a third string safety, but you got to stay in your house the whole, you can't go anywhere. I'd be like, yo, I'm in college, man. This is the best time of my life. I'm going places. I'm in college. So it's difficult. It's tough. I don't know what you're going to do. Big Ten has already canceled, as you guys know, the non-conference games. Very interesting, though. Like Rutgers, they're in New Jersey. So they had to cancel a non-conference game with Temple. and it's like 67 miles between Temple and Rutgers. And then later in the season, Nebraska is supposed to come to Rutgers. And obviously that's like 12 states away. But where it makes sense is that, if you're a conference, you can have uniform, like, protocols with every school, and you can all do the same thing. And if you start crossbreeding conferences, it might be tougher because there is no, like, college football czar. There's no commissioner. So it is more difficult in college. The Pac-12 now saying they're not going to play non-conference games either. But you look at Rutgers. All right, they canceled the game with Monmouth and Syracuse and Temple. You know, oh darn. But then you look at, like, the Badgers, and the Badgers have lost a ton of games. They're not going to play at Wrigley anymore. They're going to play at Wrigley. They're going to play at Wrigley and Lambeau this year. They're going to play Northwestern at Wrigley in November. So that game is still on, but it's scheduled to be played now in Northwestern. And then as far as the Notre Dame game, that's not happening. It can happen. The Badgers this year have lost a ton of games on their non-conference. They've lost Southern Illinois. They've lost Appalachian State, which should have been a good one, in Madison. And then, of course, against Notre Dame. The first week of the season, they're scheduled to play Indiana. So this was a weird year where they had a Big Ten conference opponent right away. That's supposed to be a Friday night. My guess is that gets moved back maybe to the weekend they were supposed to play Notre Dame, and college football doesn't start until September 26th that weekend, at least the Big Ten. But so for right now, what we have is the Big Ten and the Pac-12 have canceled their games against non-conference opponents. So obviously, if you're the SEC, the Big 12, the ACC, you have lost those games. They're not happening anymore. If you're those conferences, you haven't made a decision yet. You could actually pick up some games, schedule against cross-conference, or what they'll probably do is you would think they go the way of these other conferences and just go to a conference schedule. A lot of ramifications, though, with that, because a team, you know, like Temple or like Southern Illinois, like the Badgers have, they depend on these games. Sometimes these smaller schools will play these bigger schools, and the bigger schools pay them to play. Hey, for $1 million, come here. Let us kick your ass. We'll give you $1 million. Okay. You know, we'll go take the loss, but we're going to take some money and really inject it into our program and all these other programs. And then sometimes mid-majors use that, and they eventually rise up and become pretty good. There's a good blueprint for that. But with Southern Illinois, if they can't come to Madison, That's a big payday off their schedule. So there's that aspect of it. And then a team like Notre Dame, look, you may not care about Notre Dame, but if you take the non-conference games away, who is Notre Dame going to end up playing? They do play six games every year against the ACC in some agreement, and the ACC's already said, we'll try, but we can't promise you anything. So Notre Dame could end up playing a schedule where it's just like, what schools are there in the Midwest that will allow us to come play you? They're going to be playing Indiana State and all the directional Michigans. I mean, it could get really messy for Notre Dame. They're going to finish 12-0 and be ranked like 23rd in the country because they're not going to play anybody. So if you're a Notre Dame fan, now's not going to be a good year for you. So we'll continue to keep you updated on that. I do think it's very fascinating and very interesting. I would like to see, at this point, I'd like to see all college be intact. Just move it to spring. Keep the same schedules. Just move it to spring. It will mess up the draft. It will be tough on those guys as they try to, if they get drafted, then to go into the pros, and even the guys that are still in school to play the next season in the fall if we can. But I know college football, not in the fall, would be tough, but I'd rather see the whole season played than just half of it when it's normally scheduled for. Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz, we are going to continue to recap the Bucs season. Lorenzo Cain, imagine being Lorenzo Cain. 3 months, no live pitching. He's been hitting off a tee. That's it. We'll hear from him next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.